the July 15th episode of The Firing Line. We have me by myself and me by myself. Oh, look who's coming in. Nice of you to show up. It's Bill. The Daddy Bee is here. You're out of breath. You're running.
Running from the other.
Did you do a few laps around the house before the show?
Yeah, just running to try to do a bio break. That's what I call them. Okay, go ahead, Michelle, announcements.
Well, I like it when you say, welcome to The Firing Line.
Yeah, welcome to The Firing Line with the host with the most, Michelle.
That's what I want to hear. That's it. Okay, well, while you get your breath there, I have Santi. Hi, Santi from New Mexico. Has a few of Murphy's lesser-known laws, Bill, and a light note to start off today.
Okay.
First one is light travels faster than sound. This is why some people appear bright until you hear them speak. That's not very nice, but true. A fine is a tax for doing wrong. A tax is a fine for doing well. Boy, don't we know that. Those who live by the sword get shot by those who don't. Ooh, ouch. The 50-50-90 rule. Anytime you have a 50-50 chance of getting something right, there's a 90% probability you'll get it wrong. And let's see. God gave you toes as a device for finding furniture in the dark.
That's good.
Anyways, Bill, I've got lots of questions today, so I would like to get started with the phone calls that I received.
Before you do that, I had an email early this morning, but I'm going to use his first name, Billy, and he probably knows who he is. He was using Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which is garbage.
Yeah.
His question was, he was concerned about the industrial kind of chemicals used as a vitamin content inside Youngevity Tangy Tangerine. He wanted a healthy Multivite, which is, of course, our Vitamineral Max and Minerals Plus, those two twins. Don't use Youngevity products. Don't go to GCN or Vitacost and try to get inactivated or what sounds like chemicals that are made in a laboratory or inorganic minerals and expect to get healthy. You can't.
I would have told him the life support, because if he likes a drink...
Well, that's why I also mentioned this morning. First, I already talked about it.
Yeah.
Life support is the drink version that contains the minerals, but the vitamins are in Vitamineral Max and Minerals Plus. They're activated forms of every vitamin and Albion chelates of all the minerals, and there's nothing in there that sounds like it's made in a laboratory or toxic. It's all... And even when people talk about magnesium stearate, magnesium is in every body tissue, and stearic acid is even in mother's milk. So when I hear people say that, they're repeating people out there that are uninformed. Stearic acid is essential for life, and it's in chocolate and mother's milk, so it's got to be good for you.
Isn't it wonderful to be free over here at RBN and say what you want and say what you believe and tell the truth without someone getting on the back line there to say, what?
You're crisis.
Free. You're free, Bill. How does it feel to
crisis.
Be free?
It feels very good. Yeah, very good. By the way, we had a couple of commercials that had some old tags on it about GCN. Those are going to get fixed this weekend, so we'll have 10 or 15 seconds. It'll say it's Republic Broadcasting.
Gee.
For some like our Cognition Plus.
I remember asking you to do that maybe one, maybe two, maybe three, four, five times.
Yeah, it'll get done.
Hey, Ken, how are you? I know you're listening. He's one of our very, very longest customers ever from Georgia. He's actually up in Omaha right now with his mom, who is going to be 95 on August the 1st.
Wow.
Wow.
So he must have some long-lived genes, he hopes, from his mama.
Yeah, I bet you he does. He looks pretty healthy to me. But he has a few questions. She's doing wonderfully, but he feels that mentally she's showing a little bit of dementia.
Okay,
and
well,
he would like what two products would you say of all of our stuff are the most important?
I would use Cognition Plus and Brain Power.
Good. Those two. Okay. Also, he has a friend. It's a girl, a beautiful girl. And she's just about 60, and she's green-eyed and honey brown skin. Wow.
Sounds like he likes her, okay?
That's a good sign. Okay, she's good looking. We got that established. However, she has a problem, Bill. She has white spots that started on her legs.
It's called vitiligo.
Remember, she probably is African American.
Right, right. Vitiligo is a infected Michael Jackson in vitiligo.
Oh, really?
Which,
let me finish.
Yeah.
It's now starting to go up to her torso and some on her arms. It's moving. Why did it start down in the legs?
It often starts in the legs. But
Does it?
Yeah, it's an autoimmune condition where you create melanocyte antibodies in natural killer cells.
Oh.
And if you have melanocytes in your skin that make your skin pigmented, whether you're tanned or you're naturally black or Middle Eastern, if you get anti-melanocyte antibodies, it kills the melanocytes and make a pigment in your tissues. And the pigment covers the DNA to protect you from radiation from ultraviolet light.
Oh.
So it's an autoimmune condition, so you have to treat it as an autoimmune, just like thyroiditis or MS or cystic fibrosis or what we call it, polymyalgia rheumatica or some other autoimmune condition. So we recommend, number one, you need to be on malignant rest, a packet twice a day, shut down the hast cells, monophosphate shunt, a ketogenic diet, and take our DNA repair things, elagic acid, malignant block, and full vitamin K2 with high-dose power C.
Okay.
And that'll shut off the autoimmune condition. Doesn't matter if it's MS or rheumatoid arthritis, but it is an autoimmune condition where you're having immune cells attack your melanocytes.
Thank you, Bill. Sarah from California, Pasadena, here in California, has a problem. Her doctor told her she has a warm thyroid.
Well, first off, I remember talking to her about this warm on a thermogram. They did a thermogram of her breast because it's the best screening test for breast cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And if her thyroid is warm, what you need to do then is to measure two things. First, you want to measure antimicrosomal and antithyroglobulin antibodies to see if you have pulse viral thyroiditis, which is like, you know, Hashimoto's.
Mm-hmm.
Or number two, you have what we call type 2 hypothyroidism, which is 30 times more likely for diabetics or pre-diabetics and polycystic ovarian syndrome, where your gland is not producing enough active T3, it's producing reverse T3. So you measure free T4, free reverse T3, free T4, and a high-sensitivity TSH and a core body temperature chart you do every first thing in the morning before you move and twitch your muscles. And if you're hypothermic, meaning you're cold and your RT3 is high, you need mitothyroid, 2 capsules morning and afternoon, Neutrodyne 10 drops at least twice a day, Minerals Plus a capsule twice a day. And that helps deiodinate, along with the Neutrodyne, the peripheral 5' position of the iodine. And that's what turns it from T4 to T3, which is 4,000 times more powerful to attach to the mitochondria to turn on the engine of your mitochondria and make ATP and NADH. So that's the key, the lock and key in your mitochondria is T3.
She also said that her hormones need balancing.
Yeah, well, the first thing, you can do testing like with a QRMA machine. It's the simplest way. Next, you can do saliva tests if you want, and if you contact me, but I like the QRMA is the best. Most time, people are perimenopausal. I recommend one pump each of DHEA and pregnenolone and hormone synergy, and most of the time that'll start to fix it. If it doesn't, I add femgestrone, one pump on the upper chest, lower abdomen. And if it's still not correct, we need to do testing to see if you need to go up to two pumps of each.
Didn't you say, like, you know, I take the femgestrone and the DHEA and pregnenolone cream.
Yeah.
And I said to you, well, how do I know if I'm getting enough or too little or whatever? And you said that my body would take what it needs.
It'll take what you need. And also,
what's it do with the excess?
It just, it's a pre-hormone, so it doesn't do anything. It supports your adrenals and your sexual glands, and if you take hormone synergy, it prevents you from occurring to male hormone. So women that are getting older, their adrenal glands may make male hormone out of their hormones, and they can actually start going bald because it turns on the male receptor in their hair. But it's actually because they're making testosterone, androstenedione, or dihydrotestosterone. And if your body starts to make those in your adrenal glands or in your ovaries, if you've got PCOS or polycystic ovarian syndrome, you'll start to lose your hair, because your hair follicles are turning male. Okay. So you just block it with it.
But if you take those three things like I do, doesn't your body just take what it needs?
Usually it does, yeah. Most of the time, clinically, if you clinically feel better, you're okay. You don't need to do testing. But if you're curious, QRMA is the best test to repeat, which you can look at it yourself.
Which I'm blessed to have. Yes.
Right. You have it right here. Mm-hmm. Or you can do a saliva test that measures your hormones. And if you contact me, I'll give you the link for that, and you can order it yourself. It's a saliva test. You can send it directly to the lab.
Norman from Washington State. I spoke with Norman earlier this week, and he was a little distressed because he has a problem with warts. In fact, he has one underneath his fingernail. And he purchased 3 of the Neutrodyne because he thought he heard you say at one point in time that the Neutrodyne was good for warts. I told him I wasn't sure.
Oh, yeah, it's very good.
But he said he wanted the Neutrodyne.
You can take it.
Anyways.
Yes, you do. Neutrodyne is number one. You want to put directly on the warts 4 times a day. You can also take orally Neutrodyne, 15 drops, 3 times a day, and Allicin Med. And we have people who have taken Allicin Med alone, and their warts and their other fungal infections between their toes, like tinea infections in their scalp and tinea penis.
Are warts fungal?
It's a virus.
It's a virus.
It's a papillomavirus, and the papillomavirus will go away. We also find when we take these antipathogenics like Allicin Med and Neutrodyne, that if women have had recurrent herpes infections, it goes into remission.
What's the difference between warts that you get in your private parts and warts that you get on your hand?
They're relatives. They're related.
Oh, and how do you get a wart in your hand?
You touch something that has wart virus on it, like whether it's a tap in a restroom or food or a plate or a counter.
Oh, when we were kids, we thought it was if you touched a toad. Or a frog or something.
No.
The toad would give it to you.
No, the toad.
Did you ever hear that when you were younger?
The toad was probably the toe of your friend that has a wart.
Oh, shut up. Did you ever hear that?
Yeah, I heard that,
you get
yeah.
Get warts from
toad, yeah, no. No
toads
no.
Or frogs or something? No. No, there's no truth to that?
No, that's as they say, an old wives' tale.
I have a question for you, Bill, about the anti-age max. We have some listeners. Have you been talking about telomeres or something like that?
Yeah, NDH max lengthens your telomeres. It's one of the most important NDH.
Telomeres.
Telomeres at the end of your chromosome. It's a little button on the end of your chromosome. Mm-hmm. It's also the modulator of the biophotons that come out of the end of your chromosomes that turn on and off your genes, which are the
black. So of all our products for telomeres, is the anti-age product the best one for anti-aging?
Yes. And NDH max. And it also stimulates what's called the SIRT1 gene. And it also prevents cholesterol and fatty acid oxidation in your artery walls.
But what about that MyCoD2?
MyCoD2 is ergothionine and vitamin D2, and it's also important for stimulating natural killer cells to fight infection and cancer. Uh-huh. And it has ergothionine, which is the first step of stem cell regeneration. Different aspect, right? Same way as Mountain Red Velvet has 6 growth hormones and 396 biomolecules, so it's a toner to photocopy yourself into the future. But for telomeres, which is really important, because if your telomeres are working properly and on a proper length, and they can be re-lengthened.
Mm-hmm.
Anti-age max will lengthen your telomeres, which there's a song. I'm reading this paper called The Song of Life. And if you don't have enough telomere biophotons, and actually you can measure them. In a young person, their biophoton level, let's say, is 280 units in an hour. In a mm-hmm. person in their early 20s, it might be 200. In an elderly person, it might only be 80 units. Okay. And if the health of your telomeres determines also how quickly you'll succumb to illness, where your genes get silenced. If your genes get silenced, you actually start to turn your body off. And the main thing it does is it turns off the ion channels that transport minerals. Minerals turn on the induction of creating messenger RNA to make microRNAs, and turn on DNA to make proteins and enzymes.
So
and
what is it specifically in the anti-age max that does that?
It's basically a special form of dimethyl resveratrol. It's from the knotweed plant in Japan, and it has a longer action than the regular trans resveratrol. So we have both trans and the dimethyl resveratrols, which has very long action.
Okay.
Yeah, resveratrol is a super powerful telomere lengthening agent.
Cool.
And turning on the SIRT1.
Does that mean when I have a glass of wine that it does the same thing?
No, it doesn't have the knotweed dimethyl resveratrol. It has trans resveratrol. So it's good. That's why they call it the French paradox.
Mm-hmm.
But our NTH Max is much more powerful than that.
Okay.
Because it lasts 24 hours. You take one pill, it'll last 24.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, Bill, let's start in the emails with Susie. Doctor, do you know of anything that will help my husband, now 81 years old, who has moderate to severe emphysema? He is currently on an antibiotic along with steroids for what the doctor thinks is either a bronchial infection or maybe pneumonia. He has had to go on this regimen once a month for the past 3 or 4 months, being hospitalized once for pneumonia that was caught in the early stages. He has started a gluten-free diet and takes vitamin D and E and probiotics. And would systemic enzymes be of any benefit? If you have any ideas what would improve his health, let me know.
Well, the first thing you want to do is you want to thin the mucus. And that's high-dose Power-C and Inflamax will thin the mucus out.
Mm-hmm.
Second, you want antipathogens. You want to hit with all three. Neutrodyne, Allicin Med, Silver 100. And you want to do Silver 100 inhalation. So you take 3 sprays, hold for a count of 10, repeat it. Do that 4 times a day at a pretty hefty dosage of 1 spray per 10 pounds body weight. 4 times a day. You want to take NutriDefense, which builds his natural killer cells, block any viruses, because oftentimes we call pathogen soup. There's often chronic things like rhinovirus subclass 3, mycobacteria, fungi, and bacteria. And unfortunately, the antibiotics will often not go through the biofilm. Our antipathogenics will. Mm-hmm. And you want to start using other therapies. For example, if he's got chronic recurring COPD, his areas of his lung are not properly ventilated, he should probably...
Listen to this, Bill. She says he smoked from age 15 to 40. He has not smoked for 35 years and stopped nicotine 3 years ago. He used to use oral tobacco maybe 3 times a week when he had a few beers.
Right. So what you do now, because he needs to regenerate his lungs, mm-hmm. you can use Myco-D2, which is ergothionine, Mountain Red Velvet, and Collagen Max. And we have peptides from the New European Academy of Sciences that can regenerate his lungs. And transthoracically, I'd recommend you get mild hyperbaric oxygen therapy and a ketogenic diet to prepare cells for regeneration, and the peptides to regenerate his lung tissue, and we can go all the way up to a stem cell transplant. So if he needs, we have many, many levels of care. In most cases, you're going to get significant improvement just with using the antipathogenics and things that thin the mucus mm-hmm. and get rid of the cytokines like Allergan and Allerblock and high-dose Power C. We'll cut the cytokines because it's an inflammatory reaction making thick mucus that's the ground for shearing off the cilia mm-hmm. and for causing the chronic fungal bacteria, mycobacterial, and anaerobic and aerobic bacteria to go in his lungs. So it's not just one pathogen. If you actually were able to culture it out mm-hmm. or do immunological tests, you'd find he's polypathogens in his lungs.
Okay.
And so it's the regular doctor's just going to blast him with one antibiotic that may not get through the biofilm. Doesn't thin the mucus out.
Actually, he's given them those things, Spiriva and Advair.
Spiriva and Advair only will stop bronchospasm.
Yeah.
And they block specific pathways
and
like
albuterol.
Yeah, albuterol basically, again, has. Albuterol basically is not good because it actually causes inflammatory changes to the lung tissue. So over time, it can cause fibrous lung changes because it causes free radical induction of fibroblasts to cause restrictive lung disease and alveolar arterial block. So you can do that on a flow volume loop test and lung function.
Our next, Bill, is Anthony and Gina from Wisconsin. Hello, Dr. Deagle. I heard of you from listening to John B. Wells on Caravan to Midnight. While listening to your show, I found out about carrot bars, and I have many questions, but I'll focus on just two topics. One is carrot bars. Me and my wife love the concept of buying grams of gold and making money as well. I feel like I am in the dark just a bit when it comes to understanding the whole concept. Is there a good source to learn how to get started?
Yeah, we have a link just under our carrot bars, Nutramedical 7, on the front page of Nutramedical with all the links and videos.
Where is it again?
If you go on the right front page of Nutramedical.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Is that under Nutramedical Associates?
Yeah, you see the black square call, it says carrot bars. Below it, you'll see a world that says KP Vision.
Yes.
If you hit the KP Vision link, you're going to see a bunch of videos from Don Jeromo and others. You'll see also carrot bars. And also, if you contact me, we can connect you with a Jim Deal, who's got a teaching session on by phone and also on Skype. So you can find out all kinds of information. It's real simple. Yeah. So it's basically a saving by grams of gold and encouraging other people to do the same. It also has the capacity to be a currency because you can do exchanges across the world with carrot bar currency. It has currency notes. There are 1/10, 2/10, 4/10, 6/10, 8/10, and a gram of gold in each currency note. Carrot bar cards, 1, 2.5, and 5 grams in the currency card notes. You know, the cards itself. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people are... The reason why it's so good is because carrot bars has the capacity to be a currency, so it's better than cryptocurrencies or fractional reserve money. Yeah, and okay. It won't devalue. The banks can't devalue it because it's gold.
The second topic is my wife Gina's from the Philippines. And before she left for the United States, she found out she had a cyst on her thyroid gland. A doctor told her they needed to remove her thyroid. We didn't know what to do because of the timing of the whole thing, and this was during her physical necessary for her visa. And anyway, her thyroid was removed. Perhaps in hindsight, we should have waited and looked for alternatives, but this is the past. She was taking a pig thyroid from a place in Thailand. It was cheap and seemed to be good for her. Then a couple of years later, she was pregnant, and she wanted to have her thyroid tested because she read it was important. And they went to the hospital in Wisconsin, and her levels were very high. She was prescribed levothyroxine.
Yeah, levothyroxine is synthetic. It's useless, and don't take it. You want a glandular or mitothyroidist, thyroid, adrenal, and hypothalamus. That's the one you want.
He says, can my wife take your Nutridyne?
Yeah, Nutridyne and mitothyroid and Minerals Plus. Those three are what you need as essentials.
Okay. Nutridyne, mitothyroid, and Minerals Plus.
Yeah.
Great, thanks.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
FoodForLiberty.com sells high-quality storable foods from Numana. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or an outdoor sports enthusiast, FoodForLiberty.com has your prepackaged single-serve packs or kits for the entire family. Numana is known for high-quality, great-tasting, GMO-free, super nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. With a 25-year shelf life, you can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. Right now, FoodForLiberty.com is offering a special gift, a heavy-duty Survivor dry storage box designed for extreme bug-out conditions. This storage box is built to last, includes compass, signaling mirror, and is yours free with a $50 order. Go to foodforliberty.com right now and pick up your quality storable foods from Numana. To get the Survivor dry storage box, use promo code LIBERTY. It makes good sense to be prepared. Go to foodforliberty.com.
And we are back. And by the way, this is the only hour that people can't call in because we're answering your questions. You can call in any hour of the show, 800-313-9443. And every other hour of the show, just call in and stay on topic, though. If it's open lines on anything, you can literally tell the board op, Dan or board op, who's great, Mike, who's great, in Mike Rivero's show right afterwards.
Do you have a great relationship?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to use a Trump. I have to pay him a fee, though, every time he uses a Trumpism, I call it.
That's huge.
Yeah. Okay, huge with two U's, you see.
Reg from Georgia. Hello, I am hoping that you can tell me if Calmine is a suitable replacement for drugs such as Zoloft and Celexa. My wife was on Zoloft for many years, and I suspect that drugs such as these are not meant to be maintenance drugs, yet her doctors allowed her to remain on it since the early 80s. They even added Celexa because they said the Zoloft becomes ineffective after some period of time and that the Celexa would enhance its efficiency.
I think the doctors are psychotically crazy. And what they need to do is, you can't stop these really quickly, but you can do over a month or two.
Now listen to this, it's important.
Yeah.
Without taking pills, my wife becomes almost bipolar and extremely difficult to live with.
Okay, the first thing she needs, number one, is things to calm her brain down, because she's getting seizure activity in the limbic system.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you have PTSD or depression, it's a non-motor seizure in the limbic system. So brain mag, which is a magnesium L-3 glycinate, will calm that seizure activity down, as well as the Calmine. So I usually recommend a scoop each three times a day and two scoops before bedtime of Calmine Brain Mag. Next one is called Mood Elevator Posinol. It's an adaptogen that calms the brain down and the central nervous system.
Positive.
And then the next is BioLVR, which is, contains vitamin B6, activated B6, activated B12 folic acid. If we need to bump it up, we add superfolate and pyrimethyl B12, and the most powerful of all for neurotransmitter conversion is Semethyl.
Now, but keeping it easy for him, Bill, if you had to say the four
products.
I would say, what were the four?
Calm Mind Brain Mag, Mood Elevator Posinol, and BioLVR.
Thank you. Next is Susanna from Oregon. Hi, Dr. Deagle. I use several of your products. My husband and I both love what the Calm Mind does for us. That is getting so popular. Should I also use Collagen Max? That's the Calm Mind is catching right up with the Collagen Max for sales.
Right.
It's crazy.
It's phenomenal. My tagline is, it's better than booze or marijuana.
Marijuana?
Better than that. Calms you down.
Marijuana's
doesn't make you impaired. No, but some people smoke because of the marijuana, whatever, in various ways. This calms you down, but doesn't make you spaced out, doesn't make you drunk, doesn't make you impaired operating machinery. Marijuana or alcohol will, and many medical drugs do, by the way. A lot of people taking benzos, we call benzodiazepines, they can get amnesia or get completely dangerous in operating machinery.
She says, I have a female question. I went through menopause at age 53. I experienced hot flashes, and I'm already too warm by nature, so I decided to use progesterone cream. It took away the hot flashes, and from what I've read, it can help with bone density. Is that true?
It's a factor, but it's not the main one. The most important thing for hot flashes is not only progesterone, but more importantly, our hormone synergy. Take two pills in the morning. We call it also flash away.
Yes.
The flash away, just like the Santa's deers, flash away all. No more. No more.
Oh, my God.
No more hot flashes. So what you want to do is you want to start out what you call perimenopausal, 1 to 2 pumps each of DHEA, pregnenolone, and progesterone. And the femgestrone, if you're still having cycles of periods, stop it for 28 days. You have a withdrawal bleed.
Well,
if you're postmenopausal, then add two capsules of hormone synergy. You're all set.
She says here, I bleed through on the days that I don't take it 5 days.
That means she's perimenopausal. So she goes 28 days with femgestrone, continue the DHEA and pregnenolone, and stop the femgestrone after 28 days. You'll get a withdrawal bleed because she's what we call perimenopausal, where she's still having breakthrough bleeds. Mm-hmm. You want a cycle, and that's fine. And then you want to stop the hot flashes, so you take the hormone synergy, 2 capsules in the morning every day, and the DHEA and pregnenolone every day.
She goes on to say, I would like to know how to get checked for cancer. My husband did say you mentioned it on your show before, but I did not get to hear it, and he was unable to write it down as he was working.
Well, the first thing you can do is, number one, you see a gynecologist and get a 4-quadrant biopsy and have it reviewed by a pathologist.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, there are cancer cell marker tests that can be done, and there's a universal cancer cell test that can actually tell if you get a cancer. If you have a genetics analysis done by 23andMe and a BRAC1 or BRAC2 panel, we just increase your surveillance to look for basically cancer-positive antigenic antibody tests. And so there's ways for us to measure if you're at high risk, but the simple test is get a 4-quadrant biopsy. If you're getting abnormal bleeding, if it's normal, you're laughing, and you're all set, and we'll normalize your bleeding patterns so you don't get abnormal shedding causing your bleeding, which is basically hormonal. Most likely it's hormonal rather than cancer.
When we come back, Marlene from Mexico.
Yep.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you know what's in your body soap? Well, I didn't know the answer until about 5 years ago when I looked at the label of my soap and was shocked to see all the chemicals. For my entire life, I had been assaulting the largest organ of my body, my skin. And to think my children were using it too. Well, a lot has changed since then. Today, my family and I operate Stone City Farms, where we make and sell all natural goat milk soap using fresh goat milk from goats we raise on our farm. Our mission at Stone City Farm is to produce high quality, all natural goat milk soap for people who want a fresh, unrefined natural product. At Stone City Farms, we offer scented and unscented soaps and a signature line of gift sets customizable to your needs. To see what our customers are saying, go to StoneCityFarm.com. Use the code NATURAL for a 20% discount. That's StoneCityFarm.com, code NATURAL for 20% off your order. You never know what could be hiding in your soap.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Mexico, Bill?
Yes.
Hello, Dr. Deagle. My name is Marlene from Mexico. I am 27 years old. I heard about you thanks to a good friend of mine. He highly recommended you. 2 years ago, I got an infection during my stay in the USA. Hey, it's reversed. That ended with a pelvic inflammatory disease. At the beginning, I couldn't get medical attention immediately. I had an intense internal burning pain from the inner thigh area through the vagina to the lower back area, nausea, and high blood pressure. When I could see a doctor, she said I possibly could have a sexual disease, and she prescribed doxycycline.
Yeah, that's very commonly, if they thought it was a gonorrhea or some other pelvic inflammatory infection, like, say, a chlamydia, etc., yeah.
Okay, nothing. The symptoms didn't improve, so she went back to Mexico, and I went to several doctors, and they said, they told me I had ovarian cancer or it could be endometriosis after many exams like urine cultures and pelvic intravaginal ultrasound. She had a vaginal culture, Bill, a CA125 pap, and they said that I was a psychiatric patient at this point. After 3 weeks of intense pain, I started to believe that I could be. I took antidepressants for a while, and this just aggravated my situation. So, gosh, that's sad, hey, Bill? This doctor gave her a prognosis. She found a doctor. It's called...
Vulvodynia.
Yeah.
Basically means she has painful sex.
Oh, is that what that is?
Yeah.
So since, okay, since March of 2015, I've been using those tablets that her doctor gave her. They're called Vagin something or other, four Janelles. And when it was 15 years ago, blah, 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 blah. Anyways, what she's trying to say is, honestly, after living with this pain for 2 years, I feel tired and disappointed about the medical system and my overall health. Could you please recommend something that could help me?
The first thing is, number one, we got to identify if there is an pelvic infection. There's often multiple causes.
She does say the intense pain worsens if I try to have sexual intercourse.
Yeah, that might be, there may be having painful sex, but doesn't mean she doesn't have an infection.
Uh-huh.
She can have a chronic chlamydial infection or other problems. And the best way to identify that is not only vaginal endocervical cultures, which can be done for chlamydia, et cetera, but also immunological blood tests. I'd recommend a pelvic ultrasound and to make sure she doesn't have ovarian cysts or other problems.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times ovarian cysts will cause a lot of the pelvic pain because it pulls along the ligament between the ovary and the and if there's ovarian cysts. She may be having problems there. When they say that she could have ovarian cancer, it's unlikely, especially in a young person. Usually they're quite a bit older.
Yeah, so she said that was wrong.
That's incorrect.
Another doctor, and they said that other thing.
Most common cause actually is what's called, what I call a vaginal coccygeal syndrome, where they actually have it's almost like sciatica, the nerves that supply the sacral plexus, and the sexual organs are actually disturbed at the end of the tailbone. And the best test is actually to determine where the nerve generator pain is called an axon 2 nerve scan. It'll identify the organs and the structures that are actually causing it.
Mm-hmm.
And there are doctors we train here in America and also in Mexico to do an axon 2 nerve scan. So if you check with nervepathology.com, you can check the website with Dr. Jim Hedgecock, and he can refer to a doctor that is trained on how to do an axon scan, and their MDs, specialists in physiatry, chiropractic, medical doctors, neurosurgeons, etc., they're trained how to do an axon scan, and it's the most accurate way of finding out the specific structures are causing the pain. A lot of time there's pelvic infection or bladder infections, too, that can cause pelvic pain, because as soon as you have intercourse, you're going to press on the bladder and the trigone, so you can have chronic infections and trigonitis in the bladder, or chronic, we call cystitis, and that can cause a lot of the discomfort. So you want to have more involved investigation. So what I'll do is I'll give her a couple recommendations. I'd start off with antipathogenics to kill off any pathogens like chronic chlamydial infections, etc., or chronic gonorrhea, such as our Neutronine, Allicin-Med, and Silver 100, Nutrient Defense. And then I would probably next least give her things to start settling the we call peripheral neuropathic pain, which is very likely going on, such as the Brain Mag is very helpful for that, the Omega Supreme Krill, things, for example, for neuropathic pain, which would be ultrathiamin B1. There's a whole bunch of things we call neuropathy, and it's very likely she has despite the infection, she's got some neuropathic pain or nerve entrapment pain. We call coccydynia, which may be affecting the sacral nerve plexus. So if you don't investigate the nerves and the infection and all the other things, you have to make sure you rule out disease, including if someone has a pelvic infection, say, because they have, let's say, inflammatory bowel disease or something else, you have to do a lot more investigations.
Kim in an email, hi, Michelle. Can the inexpensive model ozone machine be used with a cup to apply gas to the skin, and does it need a replacement bulb every year or so?
No, you don't need a replacement bulb, and I wouldn't apply it directly to the skin anyway. I would use it in water, either for rectal enemas or for water that you drink, or putting the line directly into your ozone line into your hyperbaric oxygen machine, because under Henry's law, it's very irritating to the skin or the airways, ozone. Unless you compress it at higher atmospheric pressure, then it becomes dissolved in the tissue and it's non-irritating. But I wouldn't put a cup directly over the area. I'd simply make ozonated water and apply the ozonated water to the tissue.
Ray in an email. Hi, Dr. Bill. I suffer from chronic gout. I am wondering what you would recommend. I have at one time or another eliminated every single food item that I have even suspected might contribute to this condition. I have tried all of the prescriptions out there, and they also will not work for me. I would like to be able to take something when I feel an outbreak coming on. A daily maintenance dose of your product seems like it would be on the... Oh, a daily maintenance dose seems like it would be on the expensive side for me.
No, I would start off with something simple like bio-LVR.
Yes.
And you start to deal with methylation issues, which cause both uric acid and homocysteine. If you're doing a homocysteine blood test, you have to take 500 milligrams of L-methionine the night before, because two-thirds of people won't show a surge in homocysteine. But it's real simple. The uric acid will go with bio-LVR, a capsule twice a day. Mm-hmm. If you need to bump it up, you go to powermethyl B12, superfolate, and simethyl. But most of the time, it's just a matter of bio-LVR capsule two to three times a day.
So that's bio-LVR.
Yeah, and the problem will fix.
Judy from New Jersey. Hi, Dr. Bill. It turns out that I had a urine and culture sensitivity test, and it was negative. I used your Allicin Med almost daily, one times a day, and I took cranberry juice. Is there a little frame of how long one's urine should be in the body before this test is taken? It may be less than 3 hours. She says, but if you have a UTI, wouldn't it be irrelevant? Not sure what she's talking about.
Yeah, no. Firstly, if you're taking an antipathogenic within the next day, your test won't show positive. You're looking for simple things like E. coli. Mm-hmm. So if you're trying to test, why would you want to test for it when most of the time it's not just E. coli, it's often polypathogens. We actually have often ureaplasm or fungi like yeast in the bladder wall. Ureaplasma, urealyticum is very hard to culture. you can also form what we call microstones or gravel in the lower bladder. Usually what I recommend you do is if you're already getting positive results in urine culture, on a dip test is negative for leukocytes, which is white cells, and you don't culture or anything. I just simply take a Allicin Med 2 to 3 times a day and Neutrodyne 15 drops 3 times a day. And for the bladder to stop spasticity, I take a bladder up soft gel, one in the morning, one at night, and a Swedish flower pollen, which is a natural alpha-1 blocker, 1 to 2 tablets 4 times a day. And that'll heal the bladder and stop bladder spasticity while it's healing.
Patricia Bill from Florida. Dear Dr. Deagle, I spoke briefly with you about this, she says. I'm only 69 and no longer able to walk without help. And it always hurts to put weight on my hips, and I also have a very weak thyroid. Though it's better now, a few years ago, my TSH was 74.
Right, yeah, hypothyroid, yeah.
Yeah, I never wanted to start thyroid medication. I'm in bed most of the day listening to RBN and researching. She just ordered a Neutrodyne bill. She's received her Neutrodyne, and she's waiting for Mountain Red Deer to come.
Okay,
she's praying that will save her from the surgeon's knife.
Surgeon's knife for her hips, you mean?
I guess.
Yeah, firstly, yeah. They're probably talking about total hip. Number one, what I recommend is you get a CT scan or an MRI arthrogram of her joints, which is even more accurate, of her hip joints. So a radiologist puts a dye in the hip joint, determines if there's eburnation down to bone on bone. Mm-hmm. Secondly, they can put under X-ray guidance, under C-arm, Highland, which is 3 million molecular weight rooster comb polymer that'll give her hydroviscous layer, so her joints are not bone on bone.
Mm-hmm.
Then the next step up from that is what's called platelet-rich plasma. There are several clinics like Doctors and Tennis Clinic that can do it in Broomfield, Colorado. They take a C-arm, put it directly in the joint, and it'll help to regenerate. If it's too far gone, though, they'll need to do a stem cell transplant. What I recommend first is tendon mender, 2 capsules twice a day, joint performance, 2 capsules twice a day, collagen max, 1 capsule twice a day, bone generator, 3 to 6 capsules after the 2 largest meals, micelle D3, 3 soft gels twice a day, myco D2, 2 capsules twice a day, and then joint lumen photon therapy over the joint at the NICO setting, 2 hours twice a day. You can add other things like hyperbaric oxygen and even peptides to regenerate the joint we get from the European Academy of Sciences. So there's many layers, all the way up to a stem cell transplant at Regenerax at the Grand Cayman Clinic, where they draw your bone marrow, multiply it for 2 weeks, and then inject it back in the joint under X-ray guidance. You don't need a hip replacement. Most people that either have moth-eaten bone and you do a hip replacement, the bone will shatter. And if you have chronic pain, we can stop it right away, not with steroids, but with Highland, which is a molecular weight polymer, in the joint. The surgeon can do it to buy you time while we heal it with the simplest nutrients. And most of the time, you'll get better with Collagen Max, Tendon Mender, Joint Performance, Mountain Red Velvet, and Inflamax, an anti-inflammatory. And you don't need to rush into big surgery. For your thyroid, of course, you want to take Mitothyroid, Minerals Plus, and Neutrodyne, and you can test your core body temperature, free T4, free T3, free reverse T3, if they're good, and your core body temperature is not hypothermic, you've corrected your thyroid. Everybody who's diabetic is hypothyroid type 2. Everybody.
Okay, Bill, we'll go on to, let me see, we've already touched on COPD. We don't need to do that one again.
Right.
Let's see, this is a Dr. Sylvia from Florida. I called RBN today and asked to speak to you. I was given this contact info. Your program had just ended. She goes on, what she's writing about, Bill, is being forced to take the smart meter in Florida.
You're not forced. You have to, if you actually get the federal statute, which is a federal statute, you can send it to the Florida Utility
What's
Board.
Website? There's a website that you can go to for help, too, isn't there?
I don't remember off the top, but I, you know. But the fact is, I'm just...
Where do people go to get help to
Well, there's several websites. Meter. Just put stop start smart meters. Just put it in the search engine. But here's the point. The federal statute says it's an opt-in. The state of New York actually has agreed to that, which means if they've agreed to the federal statute. So you have to opt in if you want a smart meter. It's the opposite, because the federal statute doesn't force smart meters, but the state utility boards are misapplying the federal law. Mm-hmm. The utilities are trying to do it so they can save money, so they don't have to build better infrastructure or power stations or decentralize their power distribution, and it'll cost more per kilowatt hour. So the first thing you do is shove the federal statute in their face, which you can get. And then give them a notification you want to switch it, and if they won't, just get an electrician to pull a smart meter, put a non-smart meter on your system, put a cage around it so they can read the meter and advise them that they can read the meter. If they charge you, advise them that also that they are also charging you for a service which you weren't charged before to read the meter, and that you can sue them for selectively charging you for something which is not authorized by the federal statute. So, smart meters are being pushed on people, and they are toxic.
Kathleen from Washington State, I'd like to get to the NutraMedical protocol for my friend Barry. He's 69 and has 14 stents, Bill, in his heart.
Right.
His first heart attack was at 64 years old, and he's currently on dialysis 3 days a week.
Right.
Since January 2016.
Well, the first thing you've got to do is identify why he's forming plaque. And the best way is a lipid electrophoresis, not a lipid NMR spectroscopy, which LabCorp and Quest do. Mm-hmm. And I can help you with that.
Okay.
You want to take the nutraceuticals to prevent plaque. Cardiovasc, Omega Supreme Krill, our new upgraded Gamma E Plus, which is getting relabeled now, that's available. You want to take ellagic acid in vein away, and you want to be taking BioLVR to make tetrahydrobiopterin and Supernox to open up the arteries and make nitric oxide. If you do a high-speed CT scan, it'll give them a calcium score, which is more accurate than anything. And as the score reverses, you can also do a transesophageal echo and see the increase in blood flow in the arteries. So I tell you, well, high-speed transesophageal echo and high-speed CT scan are extremely important as a baseline. You repeat them in 6 months to a year, and it should show an improvement. What his problem with dialysis is, we want to give him ultrathiamine B1 and vein away and Omega Supreme Krill, and we can also give him peptides to regenerate his kidneys from the European Academy of Sciences. So if you contact me, I'll give you what we call level 1, 2, 3, 4 protocol right up to stem cell transplant if you need it.
I'll give you this email.
Yeah.
She says, thank you to you, Bill, and God bless you for all the things you do for us, and much love from Seattle.
Well, actually, I don't do a thing. God tells me what to do, and I'm obedient. I really don't do anything.
Patrick from Ohio. Patrick from Ohio.
That's what we should always think, that we know nothing, God knows everything, and he tells us what to do, and if we obey, he'll give us more information and knowledge.
Amen. My 92-year-old mother had a heart attack due to LAD blockage.
Left anterior descending, yeah.
Yeah. The doctor, here we go again, it's the same thing, and put a stent. So you've already covered
that. Well, the problem is they did study on stents, and stents don't lengthen mm-hmm. your life. You have a new stent now, too, by the way, that dissolves.
Mm-hmm.
They have to put enzymes in the stent to prevent clot formation. I tell people, if you want to prevent clot, or we call rheologically thick blood, first they start out with nanokinase, and if you need to, I can get a special order of lumbrokinase. But a rheologic blood test can determine your blood viscosity. So the two tests that determine if you're forming plaque are, besides the high-speed CT and the transesophageal echo, is a rheologic blood viscosity test, and advanced studies for rheologics, including anti-Leiden antibody, Factor V, Leiden mutation, cyberglycan 1 and 2 levels and other markers that I can tell you or your doctor or cardiologist or a hematologist to actually order for hyperviscous blood.
Lauren from Michigan, I watched your talk, How to Protect Yourself from Evil. That's way back in 2006, Bill.
Right.
She's talking about a medical consultation.
Uh-huh.
And she goes on to say that she's 64, trim and robust, and... Lauren, that must be a guy, because it says retired Chicago fire captain.
Right.
I remember Top Off, he says.
Oh, yeah,
so
Operation
Lauren
Top Off.
L-A-U-R-E-N, that can be a guy's name,
yeah.
Too, right?
Right, and Top Off was one of the things I was involved with the FBI and CDC, was Reserve Admiral Hughes. He had no background in infectious disease, so I was his point man.
You won't be surprised that he's managing a COPD.
Right, because the firefighters are exposed to a lot of particles and chemicals that damage your airways.
But you know what he's afraid of is this Huntington's disease. That's hereditary, right? And he wants...
I know how to stop that. The brain mag is... The first thing you want to take for Huntington's is brain mag, cognition plus, and brain power, because it stops the reaction that forwards the Huntington's. Brain mag is number one, cognition plus, and brain power.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. And remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Welcome back, and
Bill, I'm still looking at Lauren's email there, where he goes on to say that at this point he says some mites or mange or hydrotic or herpetic eczema is threateningly to destroy. I think he means threatening to destroy my fingers with blebs and lymphstasis and mite aches. I take ivermectin every full and new moon, and it's been diagnosed as rheumatoid arthritis nodules. No thanks delusions, parasitosis, and hydrotic herpetic eczema.
Right, so it's got a combination.
I work hard to debride my miserable fingers and have to use an infrared lamp.
Apply balsamo stuff
to, you know, wear copper-infused arthritis gloves. And really what he's, in this email he says what he's concerned about is keeping his hands for a while longer.
Well, the first thing is if we can kill off the pathogens, easy. Again, we can apply topically Neutrodyne Silver 100 Allicin Med or Alamax cream.
That'll kill the mites.
Right, but what we also have rheumatoid arthritis is caused by Mycoplasma incognita hominis. And it triggers off an anti-collagen antibody against the specific forms of collagen that are in the synovial membrane forming rheumatoid nodules. That's what rheumatoid arthritis is. Mm-hmm. So it's easy to turn that off. You have to put people with autoimmune disease on malignant arrest, a packet twice a day, mm-hmm. ketogenic diet, and you have to test the ketones, make sure you're ketogenic, low-carb ketogenic diet. Mm-hmm. We have to recommend finger lumen photon therapy and micropulse, other magnetic fields. For example, the big field machines like the PEMF we talked about a few years ago, I call it the big eraser. It erases your normal, abnormal fields and normal. Then your body tries to reestablish those so it heals. Mm-hmm. The micropulse, lumen photon is probably the simplest. There's no need for him to suffer or to think that, you know, you can't stop it, but you don't want to use disease-modifying drugs like Humira and these other drugs that alter the immunology because you pick mm-hmm. up pathogens from your pet, believe it or not, and you get weird cancers if you take Humira and these other infliximab.
Really?
Yeah, you can get weird pathogens from your pets and also get weird cancers that ordinarily don't affect humans. So he doesn't need to suffer and he doesn't need to have his fingers, being mistreated like that. He's trying to treat under himself is what he's trying to do with all these different salves and Woods lights and everything else and ivermectin and so on.
I know we're kind of pressed for time here, Bill, but our friend Henry from up here in just north of us and here in California, I could not see anything dealing with saunas on your website. I'm looking for myself, my wife, and my daughter-in-law.
If they contact me directly, I'll recommend a sauna, but I'll make sure it goes. We have some sauna people we recommend, but you have to contact me directly, and I will make sure that the proper people are involved.
I'll give you Henry's email, because Henry's a regular customer. We know Henry quite well.
And you have several different saunas. The ones that I recommend are Far and Near Infrared Sauna. And there's some really good ones, but we don't do any direct marketing of them now on our site, but we have talked to them in the past, and we know who to contact if we have someone that wants one.
Yeah. Let's go on, Bill, to Mara. Mara from New York. Now, you know Mara has many, many things here, but I thought I'd pick out one of her many problems, and that's the recent weight gain, and a lot of people are wanting to know how to lose weight these days.
Okay, everybody who's overweight is basically pre-diabetic. You have elevated blood insulin, decreased IGF-1, increased glucagon that makes your body turn protein into sugar, and increased inflammatory markers like leukotriene B4. So the first thing you do with diabetes is you use dibetaline and berberstatin mm-hmm. and biotin plus. Mm-hmm. You want to lower insulin and leptin resistance with leptin metabolic, and you want to replace two meals and two snacks with glycemix, and you want to cut carbs way down. You want to increase antioxidants with Nutri Defense, which has SOD1, Nutri-Trala, what's called, and the thing called carnosine D-link to stop...
If you're on a budget, the glycemix is working really well.
Glycemix, dibetaline, and berberstatin to start with. Those three, yeah. And you want to start off with glycemix, replace two meals and two snacks, and start a walking program a half hour a day. And if you can afford a VibraSlim, you want that.
The time is here. The weekend's on. Everybody, enjoy your weekend. Hopefully you can relax. God bless you. We'll see you next week.
Don't do anything really dangerous like paragliding.
Paragliding? We'll
yeah, we jump
up.
Off
You're
buildings.
You're going to paraglide this weekend?
No.
I'm not.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.